Chad Easty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. Joining me right now, talk a little Texas and national politics, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com and GOP strategist Matt Mikowiak. Matt, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Good morning.
A lot going out there. There's a lot going on right now, including the story that a lot of national pundits are focusing on, the Rand Paul versus Ted Cruz. We thought everyone was getting along on the conservative side of the Republican Party, but it doesn't look like that's the message any longer, correct? A little bit of a disagreement between Ted Cruz and Rand Paul?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's interesting. I do think the two of them have been friendly for the past few years as Ted's been in the Senate, but I also think that they have some differences. And you saw Ted Cruz on Sunday on ABC's This Week draw a distinction between himself and Rand when it comes to foreign policy. It wasn't really sharp, but he did draw that distinction. And so this morning, Rand Paul decided to respond with an op-ed on Breitbart's National Conservative blog. And so that's going to get a lot of attention, and I think you're going to see people start to focus, particularly in the press, focus on Ted Cruz versus Rand Paul, the fight for the conservative grassroots in 2016.
Well, you know, and also on Sunday, Paul Ryan said there's no civil war within the Republican Party. But then you have Mitch McConnell, who comes out and says we're going to crush everyone, every last one of them, talking about the conservative challengers out there. While it may not be a civil war, there's certainly a disagreement in the Republican Party. And I think Paul Ryan misses the mark a little bit, because he says, you know, it's not over the goal. Well, that's true, but he also says it's over the tactics that are being used. But that is still a pretty big disagreement out there among Republicans, correct?
Yeah, there is a disagreement about tactics, and he's really pointing to the government shutdown and sort of the best way to fight Obamacare, and the fact that Cruz was able to get the grassroots and talk radio and most members behind that shutdown strategy late last year, and leadership was put in a position where they essentially were forced to allow it to happen. But listen, it's not just tactics. It's also about people. I mean, you have groups on the right that are, you know, attempting to end the political careers of incumbent Republican United States senators in Kentucky and Mississippi and Kansas. And whether you believe some of these senators are conservative or not, I think to pretend like this is just a family disagreement is probably a little bit naive. Mm-hmm. But there is a big fight going on in the Republican Party, and you know what? There's going to be a big fight going on within the Democratic Party, too, because Even Hillary in 2016 is going to be the front runner. She is going to be challenged from the left. There's word that Senator Bernie Sanders, who's really, really far-left Democrat from Vermont, is planning to run. So, look, there's going to be a fight on both sides, but you're watching a fight on the Republican Party side right now between sort of the establishment moderate wing and the conservative wing, and it's happening across the country.
Let me ask you this, just looking at 2014, and who knows how long this narrative will last, the Rand Paul versus Ted Cruz versus whoever may step in next in the more conservative side of the Republican Party, and then also the overarching theme of this Republican Civil War. Can it harm Republicans going into these midterm elections where, they've stopped talking about Obamacare, they've stopped talking about some of these other issues, and instead you have all these news stories focusing on just how the Republicans can't get along?
Well, in the primaries, you're always going to have disagreements, with the Republican electorate, with Republican candidates. That's sort of unavoidable. And Democrats have been fairly effective in avoiding a lot of primaries on their side. But I think after you get through the primaries, most of those will be over by May or June, the general election will come around, and the focus will be on who's going to have control of the House, who's going to have control of the Senate, Obamacare, the economy, foreign policy. So you're going to have the bright line differences between Republicans and Democrats come back. But I think over the next few months, you're going to have a lot of focus on the fight within the Republican Party, and a lot of people are watching to see, is the Tea Party going to be successful? If you look at a place like Mississippi, you have a number of these groups that have come in behind a state senator named Chris McDaniel to take out an incumbent Senate appropriator named Thad Cochran. There's a similar race in Kentucky. Obviously, folks are focusing on the Devin McConnell race. There's a similar situation in Kansas. So, from my own perspective, I'm for the most conservative candidate that can win, and I'm delighted that we have folks like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee in states like Texas and Utah, but those states aren't really competitive.
Yeah.
And so the question is, can these conservative challengers win in some of these other states? Kansas and Mississippi and Kentucky are pretty conservative states.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, you can go to his website. He's co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, when we take a look at what's going on here statewide, there's a little bit of a lull right now before the runoffs really get going here in Texas. But there was a story that surfaced, what was it, on Friday, I think, from the Texas Tribune, where there were some lobbyists who were saying that there's efforts underway to get Dewhurst to drop out and Dan Branch to drop out of the race for attorney general, obviously. Dewhurst to drop out of the race for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Do you foresee that happening? Selfishly, I would love to see a runoff in both of those, because I think they're going to get nasty and it's going to be great for talk radio. But do you anticipate either of those guys dropping out?
Well, here's the timeline. Both of those candidates have until Wednesday, close of business, to remove their names from the ballot. There's an eight-day period that state law allows you to remove your name from the ballot in a runoff. So that's the challenge. I think Dewhurst is probably more seriously considering that than Branch is, although I think both of them are.
Really?
And ultimately, yes, the candidate is the one that makes that decision, but ultimately the candidate's decision is forced by their donors. And the difference you have between Dewhurst and Branch is, in Dewhurst's case, if his donors don't double down with him, he has an ability to self-fund a runoff. Now, the extent to which he can self-fund, I think, is an open question, but he could put $3 to $5 million in, certainly, or perhaps quite a bit more. He spent $25 million in the U.S. Senate race 2 years ago. I think he spent about $2.5 million so far in this re-election race. Now, with Branch, Branch was the fundraising leader in that attorney general race by a significant margin, but finished second with 33%. So, in both cases, Branch and Dewhurst face very challenging paths in the runoff. And I think they know that. I think that's the feedback they're getting. And so the question is, are they going to be able to convince their top supporters to double down in the runoff when it appears very, very challenging for both of them to be successful?
Very interesting. I guess all eyes will look on Wednesday then. Matt, what can people find on MustReadTexas.com today and throughout the week? What are you going to be working on?
Yeah, a lot of coverage of the primaries and the fallout and what races remain. Also, CPAC occurred over the weekend, and so Ted Cruz and Rick Perry both gave speeches there, particularly Governor Perry gave a stem winder that got a lot of really good feedback, and that's given some new momentum to his potential 2016 presidential campaign. So you can follow that and all the news on the runoffs at MustReadTexas.com.
Matt Mikowiak, thank you very much for your time.
Take care, Chad.
Have a good one. It's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter, at Matt Mikowiak.